My name's Aiden, and this is the Code of Kings podcast.
All right, so we're talking about, say, someone calls you out for something you did that was dumb in front of your mates. How do you feel? What do you feel like doing when your mate calls you out in front of people?
Kick him in the testes.
Cry, yeah.
Kick him in the testes.
You literally cannot do anything. You're just sitting there in your own world, just like, I've just been caught out and I just don't like it. Just sitting there, you're minding your own business and you say one word and you just get roasted and you're done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. What would you do, man?
Rethink life.
Rethink life. Do you think being called out is part of life?
Sure.
Definitely.
Do you think it's important?
Yeah, because you're not going to learn if you don't get caught out doing the wrong thing.
Depends so what's some bad ways to respond to being called out that you've seen in year 10?
Skits up.
How's that get expressed? What kind of actions do we obviously see when that happens?
Fights.
Fights, like with your fists?
Yeah, my fist.
Okay. What else do you see other people respond like when they get called out and they don't like it?
Kick it in the testes.
You got an obsession with testes today, mate.
Abuse the person.
Do you unleash a demon on someone, do they? Do you reckon most people, right? I'm still not talking about all people, but most people you see, do you think they cope well with being called out?
Nah,
some. Definitely not.
I cry. Nah, definitely not.
Some of them do. Some of them can take it, some of them can't.
And the people that usually can take it, what type of people are they in the kingdom of people? You know, like...
They're diligent.
They're more quiet people that, like, don't really go around. Yeah, they don't really go around and blurt shit to everyone. They just keep things to themselves.
Yeah.
I think they're cool kids.
You think they're cool kids? This is interesting. Okay. The cool kids in inverted brackets... Are they the ones who sometimes react to being called out? They don't like it? Or are they the ones who compose themselves? I'm like, no, I don't care. Like, it's true. They take it.
I choose A because they care about their reputation.
Boom. Wow. Is that true? Would you agree with that? The most popular probably. Kids don't struggle. They don't cope well?
Yeah, probably.
Wow. That's interesting.
It's not fair. It's really not. I didn't do anything on the weekend.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
No alcohol? No?
No alcohol. Slept.
Yeah, right.
So what are the benefits to just admitting to... So if someone calls you out and it's correct, what's the best way that you think, if you felt that works? You know, like, what's the best way to respond?
Admitting it.
Yeah, and what can they do if you admit it?
Nothing.
Exactly. Acceptance is like the most powerful thing when it comes to being called out, I reckon. Hey, Matt, you're Asian. It's like, thanks. What? And if they want to add any more after that, say if they say, because I am Asian, like if people listen to this and they're like, yeah, how's this guy Asian? I'm Asian. If they say, you're Asian, I'm like, yeah, thanks, that's true. But if they keep going, and that's dumb, that's when I have grounds to go, what? How is that dumb? And they have to explain themselves.
It's true.
So what things do we boys call each other out all the time for stuff. But do the boys in year 10, do you call each other out for stuff that you don't, that they, you know they didn't really do and you just want to see how they respond?
Yeah.
Bit of banter.
Stitch up.
So talk us through, because people might not know what that is. Like, what's a classic stitch up?
Oh, like walking past a girl and just...
Are you sexy?
Basically just saying that you were staring at her ass and when you weren't.
Oh, okay.
Like, someone will walk past a girl and he'll just scream out, stop staring.
There's another good one. It's you say to him, oh, who was that girl you were talking to last night? And they just go, I wasn't even talking to her.
A stitch up, that's good.
Something I like to do to my mates. When we walk past someone, like, I probably... don't know him, I've never seen him in my life, and I'll go, point at him, is that who you're telling me about?
That's good. And most people, if they're not clued up on that, they would be like, they give it all. It's almost like they make this whole thing up for you. It's like, what are you talking about? I was looking, and then you just keep feeding off that, eh? That's pretty funny. What kind of what things has that led to? Like, what funny things or serious things has that led to, do you reckon?
Getting kicked to the testes.
Shivers.
I think we've got a theme going here.
Yeah, we have a theme going on here.
Dirty looks from chicks.
Oh, yeah. So do you do stitch-ups with girl, the girls?
Oh, that's what most of us do, yeah.
We stitch up the boys with the girls.
Yeah. And how do you think the girls like? Do they girls like it?
They probably just sit there asking, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah. In a way, I'm just gonna say it. In a way, it's like flirting. Yeah, you're flirting with each other, boys. That's fine, but no, it's just like fun. Flirting is fun. But like, it's, we don't call it flirting with the same gender. That's just weird. I just found something then. That's weird. Because like, when you do that to a girl, sometimes like, oh yeah, so do you like wrestling? Like, you know, just say stupid stuff and it leads to conversation with boys.
So, you like bread?
Yeah. Interesting. All right. So, teachers. Do you stitch up the teachers?
Teachers stitch up.
Do they stitch you up? The teachers stitch you up?
Yeah, I'm sitting there, literally, whole class is talking, I say one word, done. I get the lecture, and I'm just sitting there like, why?
Guys, listen to that guy. That's your mate, right? You guys friends with him?
No, we're not. Not at all.
Do you know why they lecture you when you say one peep?
Because I'm a good kid. I just sit there, do my work, being a good kid.
So that's how you see yourself. Let's ask some other people here. So why do you think he would get picked on and lectured?
Because he's blonde.
Oh, so you think it's a discrimination thing? Yeah, it's Asian. Oh, yeah.
Nah, Bailey's a lovely kid. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why? Is it even true?
I don't know.
It's his leg hair. It's all his leg.
His leg here, okay. Interesting. But do you stitch the teachers up? Or is that they don't?
I did it this morning.
What'd you do?
My metalwork teacher made like these Snoopy dog outlines with wood, and I said they were mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. And what did he say to that?
Nah.
Yeah, did you get in trouble?
No.
Okay, cool. Alright, so, Interesting. Who gets hurt? But like, let's be honest. Like, no one can see you. So, like, visually, when some people like call you out, sometimes it can hurt because they can point out obvious things that maybe an obvious failure or like you may have done something really dumb and they pointed out how dumb your action was. That can kind of hurt. Like, do you guys agree with that? Sometimes being called out can hurt.
Yeah.
All right.
Depends on like how personal. Like depends sort of on like how personal what you did was. Like if it's just something small, then you're just gonna kind of shrug it off and go, "Yeah, I did that." But if it's something big that like you don't really want to tell many people about, or like something similar to that, then you're gonna obviously be hurt by it.
You got something, Benny?
Yeah, I've got one thing.
Yeah.
You can have jokes and all that, but sometimes people can take it too far and say things they shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And when they're trying to call you out, they think it's funny and it's not.
Yeah.
So bring up personal things that they shouldn't, and then that other person gets mad, and then that's how fights start.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Like it's mainly because most people that try to like stitch people up and everything, they don't know where the other person is coming from, so they could start something and hit a personal nerve that can start like fights and everything, but they don't know because they don't know what the other person's going through.
Mm. Yeah, so calling each other, that's some wise stuff there, guys. Like, can I get a session with you too? You can coach me on that. That's really good. Well done, fellas. That's where it actually gets a bit more relevant because we call each other out for fun and it's a bit joke amongst the boys, but outside the group, there are people who call each other out with the motive to look better than that person. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, when it comes to that, it's fight or flight again. You know, someone calls you out and they're not really your friend. So imagine, can you picture somebody that's done this to you in your life, right? Someone said something to you that's really annoyed you, it's kind of hurt, and then on a mate. How do you feel? What do you want to do?
Sometimes you get aggravated over it, and sometimes you just kind of like, yeah, right, and keep it to yourself.
What should someone do when that happens? Like, it's going to happen again. Like, someone's going to say something about your hair or about what you do, about your marks or about some behavior that you do, and they might not be your mate and they might be really harsh to you. How should you respond?
Diss them back.
Confront them.
How about if they're in a group, but what if they're in front of a group?
Diss all of them.
Diss all of them.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Bring the boys.
Bring the boys.
Yeah. The boys will get them.
Has anyone got any stories about that? Like, about how this might have happened to you and it was like someone's called you out in front of a group and you might not have done what you wish you did, but no? Jaden?
I haven't done anything.
No, because you always get called out.
Yeah, I know. Earlier. I get called out for stuff that doesn't happen.
You called me out like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, and then you called out, shots fired.
Shots fired.
That's a hard one. I think there's, within a group, but there's always like, would you say there's one or two people in that group that are like the head of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you call them out, then deal with them, usually, yeah. Okay, I'm going to teach you guys a session, in this session a bit, about deflecting in judo. Judo in you know judo?
Yeah.
Right, good friend of mine, judo. No, judo is the soft way. So it's actually, back in the time when judo was existed, it was taekwondo and jiu-jitsu. Aww. And lots of people were getting hurt by jiu-jitsu. And judo was an alternative to jiu-jitsu because it, instead of like attacking people with force and creating the force, it was... Judo uses the force that's being thrown at you and throw it back to them.
Just go with the flow.
Use the flow. It's like the force. Go with the force. So if we learnt judo techniques about someone throwing a punch or they're running at you with force and you're able to deflect that and throw them away.
You just go to the side and just push them down.
Exactly. How can we do that verbally? Because that's probably one of the most skillful things and ideas you can come up with when you have a boss or a fight with anybody.
So what?
Ah, I forgot.
What?
Well facts. Done.
Like, provide facts. Mm-hmm.
Do people always listen to facts?
No.
So facts are important. So what can we do before that? Because facts are like a tool. Because, you know, your mum and dad tell you facts, you know, like, oh, you don't do this. This is what you did and didn't do. It's like, you just shut down. So how can we, what makes people listen to you? You know, like, we're talking about deflecting when being
Pissed
called out.
Piss them right the hell off. Hmm? Piss them right the hell off.
Piss them off?
Having a cool mustache.
Having facial hair? You're going good there, man. Anyone got any ideas? Like, what would make you listen? If like what's something that your parents could do that will make you listen?
Assertive, like be loud and make sure your presence is known.
This could go either way, but I'm just gonna give you a little example, right? When I was in year 11, I made a decision to be that guy who would be like a leader, like an influencer. And I didn't have a title or a prefect badge, but I said, if people are annoying, I've got 1 year left. I'm just going to call them out if I feel like they're being unjust to someone. Even if it's a teacher, I'll call them out for it. And there's this kid named Cameron, and he always was so disrespectful to this one female teacher, and the whole class would be like a petting zoo, like a zoo at feeding time. Like everyone would be throwing things around and calling her out. And he'd one day just kind of went too far. It's just like, you're just a joke, miss. And I don't even know why you're a school teacher and you should just go back to being a, you know, like whatever, unemployed and blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, and she's getting shredded in front of this whole class and no one was saying anything because most people are cowards. They're like, oh, I'm not going to, oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to combat this guy? Now, using the judo principle, I stood up and I said, Instead of saying facts to him, I said this. I said, hey, guys, hey, Cameron, is this class called Cameron? I made it about him. I spoke directly to his interest. He's like, in his ego, he's like, what are you talking about, you mother? I'm like, hey, hands up if this class is called Cameron. No one ever puts their hand up. No one. And two of his friends put his hand up. I said, oh, two of your boyfriends put their hand up, but like no one else agrees with you. He's like, what do you, shut up, mate. I'm like, no, you shut up, because this whole classroom is all thinking what I'm thinking, that you're a douche. And you need to sit the hell down, because you're not a good person. And he's like, you think you're a hero? I'm like, yeah, I am. I am a hero. Because here's a woman who's been picked on by you. And did you go to university? No, you're in year 11. And I'm getting better marks than you. So how about you shut up and listen to her so you can earn some respect? And if not, we'll talk after. I got him to detention for that. He did too. Because I was just being against the grain a bit. I'm not encouraging people to fight, but that's a way to deflect something. Is I spoke directly. I didn't speak facts straight away. I spoke directly to his interests. His ego was on the line. He's not going to really hear. He just doesn't care about me. You got to have a level of disconnection from what people think about you when you can be that mean to somebody, right? So what I have to do, depending on who it is, if they're really proud and loud, I speak to their ego. I'm like, who are you? What makes you so cool? Why do you matter? And I'm not swearing. Am I swearing at them? No, I'm not. I'm just getting them to prove themselves. And if they're good enough, then respect to them. But if they're just doing it for selfish reasons, then it will come out and then we can call it out. Is that cool? But I didn't. That's a respectful but cool and brave way to deal with someone who is being a bit difficult. Now, someone's being someone's softer, then I don't have to be that harsh. You know, some kids, you just have to be like, I'm disappointed in you. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. That's fine. But you've got to speak to people's interests. Do you understand? Do you get that? Is that helpful? So questions to me is like the most ultimate form of defense if someone's picking on you. And sometimes it's just best to laugh it off. Anyway, what's your thoughts on that, guys? Do you think it's true?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter who, it's your responsibility to be able to look after yourself, and it's your responsibility to let people know if they're treating you or someone else in a worse way. So here's my question to you. Do you guys do that? Are you guys taught in school to question things like that?
No.
No, definitely not.
Nah.
No.
No.
Not until you just did it then.
And guess what, right? When you leave school, it's expected of you. Hey, figure this out. Hey, I'm giving you this job. Do it. I'll send you away for training for 4 days and then you're expected to know what to do for the rest of your life. Sounds crap, eh? So, lesson from this session, a little one, is question. So, from this, some of you guys might be thinking, how can I use this now? Because it's pretty cool. What situations in your life do you feel like this could be handy with now? Because this, we talked about being called out. Like, you can actually defend people with this, not just yourself. So what things do you guys like? The idea of being a hero? Do you know what a hero is? What's the idea of a hero?
Someone who stands up for others.
Someone that saves the day.
Yeah. He said it all.
Do you think there's enough heroes? Do you reckon this school needs heroes? I know it sounds a bit kid-like, but think about what heroes wouldn't be around unless there was a problem. So we bring Batman. He wants to be Batman. Yeah.
I want to be Batman.
Okay.
Think about this. What problems have no... What people have no voice? Like, boys, listen up, right? Like, are there people in your year that get absolutely trashed on all the time?
No clue.
Jaden, what do you reckon?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
not always.
Not always?
Yeah, not always me. It's just a... Just a bit of banner.
Bit of banner, yeah.
But sometimes the banner can go too far.
Yeah, it could cut.
Not saying with me, but with other people.
Yeah. So I would like to, from this session, put a challenge out there to every boy in this room, every man in this room, and say, I've equipped you with a simple idea with questioning and deflecting anything. about anyone or about any opinion, who here today would say, if someone calls someone out and goes too far, that I'm going to do it. I'm going to stand up for that person. Would you say, hands up if you would, every guy here? Okay, hands down. Who here wouldn't know before this session what to do? Every single person in this session, yeah. This is good. That's practice. He wants to go first. Like, let's do some role play. This is going to be fun.
So, who was that chick you were talking to last night, Zach?
My sister.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Just be accept the situation. I've said that to people. I'm like, they see a boy and girl sitting next to each other. I'm like, oh, how long you guys been going for? You're out for? And they're like, oh, we're brother and sister. It's creepy.
I didn't do any of that to you.
How about this? Right, let's just pick on a appearance thing just to be fun, right? Like, I want you to pick on Aiden's beanie. Yeah, that he wore.
Which Aiden?
I want you to pick on, just as a joke, this guy's hat.
And you've got to deflect it with your words.
Your hat's shit, it's worth nothing.
Oh. What question?
Can you prove that?
Yeah, I can.
Do it.
It's shit.
See how I mean? You got to get better as you do it, right? Questioning puts it back onto you. So I think it's pretty clever. Okay, what else? What other situations can we think of, boys, that are everyday kind of banter that we could test this out on?
Your shoes.
Yeah,
eyebrows. Your shoes.
Why the target again?
Come on, boys, think. What kind of other situations?
He's so much crap.
Really?
Because of the girl that he's talking to.
I'm not. We're friends.
Accept it. Hey, listen, man, you're acting defensive, Jade. I've got to say here, and it's bringing as a magnet for attack, don't you think? Because Jaden's a really nice bloke, and you're like, nah, don't do it. It just attracts a bit of, that's my coaching tip for you, Jaden, is like, just be like, yeah.
Matt, I did that just so you could say that.
Yeah. You're welcome. So, Jaden, you're pretty insightful. Like, what's another thing that's everyday that people use this stuff in?
I don't know.
What kind of things do people call each other out on? But do people call each other out for appearances?
Yeah.
Like a nice hair, just Dumbledore.
Everything. Yeah, whoever. Just whatever gets the person.
I find it here, I know you said to change it, but I find it here people get like called out for like relationships and girls and guys and everything more than anything else.
Oh, that's what I'm after. Savage. Why? Like, what about? Like, just the fact that you like somebody and people know it, or they suspect that you like somebody? Like, what is the go?
It's both. Like, there's the ones that, like, it depends how open the person is about it. Like, if they say, yeah, I like this person, yada, 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 like the boys or the girls or whoever, they'll take the piss and just give it a bit of banter. But if they try and hide it, then it's going to keep going, and they're going to try and get a reaction out of it to see if they can actually, like, because they might not actually like this person, but the group of people want to go, yes, let's make them say that they do, so they keep going,
so they can hold them against
the reaction
it.
They want.
Yeah. Even if it's like, oh, I said, you say, oh, no, I don't like her, she's just a friend. You're like, what kind of friend? You know, a girlfriend. Yeah, I don't even know anything, Jaden, so.
Jaden, just leave a new speech.
Oh, yeah, that's probably another big thing too. Like what you guys are saying, stitching people up, like a photo with somebody or like if they've seen in the same line or sitting next to each other in class, so you can make up a story about it. So let's use that situation, Jaden. Let's use that situation that people are accusing someone of liking a girl or guy, accusing, and this person is denying that they do because that's what you're doing. Oh, you're undecided. I think everyone has a right to be undecided, but I'm not quite sure how I feel about that person. Okay, so let's do that, right?
Stitch up, Stitchy, stand up.
Let's stitch up...
Abuse me.
Let's stitch up Aiden.
Which one?
Okay, so Aiden switched on here. So how's what's a girl's name?
Amelia.
Amelia?
DC.
Amelia. Oh, how's Amelia going?
Who's Amelia?
Oh, you know who Amelia is.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah, we all know you like her. She's hot as.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Someone else do this.
someone have a go, right? You stitch him.
He gave you a smooch last night, eh?
Yeah, that was right.
Nice. How'd it taste?
How'd it taste?
This is good banter.
I heard you were talking to that chick last night. I heard that you like her. Is that true?
Yeah.
Heard that you've wanted to get in with her for Shots a couple fired. Months now?
Shots fired.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Where'd you hear that?
Everyone.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Who's everyone?
Everyone.
Can I have some names?
Great question.
James.
James. James who?
James.
I can't. The one with curly hair?
Yeah.
So how does he know?
He found off the girl.
Off the girl?
That you were talking to. Apparently they're very good friends.
They're very good friends. I've never seen them hang out.
Oh, alrighty then.
Well, maybe you should look into that.
Hey, Kim. No, I can't. I just can't.
Yeah, it gets too. Yeah. But you see, you did well there, man. Let's give him a big clap. That was good. Because you're kind of like accepting things that you wanted to accept and then going, oh, where'd you hear that from? That's someone in control. That's someone who's like, even if you did like this chick and you just, no one really know. You're just kind of showing them what they want to see. And that's what you want to do. It's up to you guys. Sometimes you guys leak out too much. You broadcast too much of what you really feel, and it's not really up to anyone to know. So I think it's good. Questioning is great, and accepting little bits and bobs is great too. Do you like this chick? Don't know. I think she's a girl. Just be like literal.
Why does people call a person out for someone who they like? They shouldn't really care if that person likes that person. It's not their involvement in their life, really. Like, they don't have to get involved with something that they shouldn't.
Mm. Why do you think that, boys? Why do you think people get so into it?
Jealousy.
Yeah. Jealousy? Do you think the person's jealous, maybe? Yeah, maybe.
It's so easy to stir up.
Yep.
Or maybe they like the girl that they're trying to basically get their mate stitched up.
So
we get
jealous.
What do you reckon?
Because of the beef.
Can I say something? Yeah, well, I don't want to put that to all girls because it's not all of them, but there is some here that it's not that they like the guy, it's the they like the attention the guy's giving the other girl and want that themselves.
Mm. Yeah, they like the attention. That's good. I tell you my opinion, right? I think people are interested in what people, who people like and who people don't like. For social conditioning, what social conditioning is like, you look at all the magazines, what's it about?
Sexy
men. It's about this person, split up with this person was seen with this actress, and it's the same thing. Similar, right? Like about celebrities, and it's like, I think we're pretty influenced and gullible about that stuff. It's like, oh, don't know what to talk about. Oh, who do you like? Well, this person likes it. That's make-up stuff. It might as well just be Who magazine at school. Prove that wrong. It's pretty much the same, eh?
We should make a magazine for school.
Yeah. Okay. It's called Facebook.
I want to be a sexy man on the
cover. What do you think about that, Adam?
Facebook.
No, about like, do you agree with that statement? Like, it's kind of like Who magazine at school. That's a similar paradigm.
Yeah, stuff. Like someone will say one thing and it'll get around. People will start to change it up, and then like,
it's like Chinese you've got whispers.
Yeah, Chinese whispers. You like you get have rumors going around. People change it up every now and then, and yeah.
And that's why it's more important. Even proves the point of what I was teaching before about the judo stuff, about asking where you got your source from, because I mean, imagine being one of those celebrities being talked about. You start just being annoyed about. You'd be like, oh, people make up stuff all the time. And you got to kind of be like, if I was a celebrity being talked about in a magazine and people are like, oh, I saw you with this actress. I'm like, I'd ask him a few questions like, do I know you? When did we hang out last? What's my mum's name? Hey, what's my phone number? Like just basic information. Like, well, maybe that's not true. And maybe you should shut up. Yeah. People need to like get it from the source, eh? Or secondhand. All right, cool. Hey, to finish off, who can tell me what first-hand, second-hand, and third-hand information is? Remember that from English? It's really good.
First-hand, it's right from the source.
Yeah, second-hand.
When in the past, future about it. Right about the past, isn't it?
Hearing from the person that has experienced it.
Okay, so let's use an example. So if someone said, hey, Aiden likes Jennifer, and is that first hand, second hand, or third hand?
Second.
Okay, great. If I'm Aiden and I'm like, hey, I like Jennifer, is it first hand, second hand, or third hand?
First.
Okay. What's a third hand?
A rumor.
Yeah.
Come from someone that's got absolutely no idea what's going on.
Mm. Think about this. Has anyone bought a second hand anything before? Yeah. Or go second hand? What?
Lots of stuff. A guitar. What?
All right. So second hand is had one owner. Third hand has had more than one owner, right? So if you think about it with owners, this is how I remember it. First hand, it's one. I bought it. I'm the only buyer. Second hand, someone else bought it. Third hand, someone else had it. Think about that with things spoken about you.
It's got.
Yes, it doesn't look the same after three people owning that car, you know, or whatever. You know, like there's some touch ups, there's some marks there. It's not a good representation of what it was. Oh, and we're going deep here. You like that? So remember that when people are talking about crap about other people or you, ask yourself, is this from the source? Has this been around a bit? Because if it's been around a bit, then this isn't really the best representation of me or that person. Yep. Go ahead, Sadia.
Getting out of their comfort zone.
Your name being Jaden Ray.
What do you think? Let me ask some quick fire questions. Do you compare yourself to perfection when you get in trouble?
Nah.
Do your parents say that to you? Do you hear people say no one's perfect when they make mistakes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever say it?
No.
Do you say it?
Sometimes, yeah. What do we say?
Do you think people... Did you hear the question?
Oh, Jaden was hugging me.
Wait, what was the question?
Have you ever heard somebody say no one's perfect when they mess up?
Yeah,
everybody's perfect
the way they are.
Respect.
Say it as it is.
What's perfect?
Your moustache.
Should I leave that in?
My legs waxed.
Yeah.
You should be waxing your legs.
If you could have... if school could have... a couple of extra classes in it that replaces other ones. What kind of classes would they be?
Ones like this.
No, don't lick my bum. Like,
don't suck up.
No, seriously. But if it is, it's cool. That's nice. But
no, seriously.
Ones like this, definitely.
What makes classes like this like worth it?
People are just honest in here.
Yeah. You're having, like, deep, relevant conversations. Like.
You can be on. Like, you can just be yourself pretty much.
Yeah, really funny crap.
As you said before, when we were talking about who would go out into the, like, playground or lunch or whatever and stand up for someone, and we all put our hands up, and then you said, and who knew what to do before this? No one put their hands up. So it's like you come in here and you teach us all how to do this. That opens your eyes on what you've got to do.
Mm. Okay. That's cool. And do you think... Well, it's hard because when you're a student, you're not really asked what your opinion is because your opinion's irrelevant to the exam, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest thing I have that makes school a bit weak in development is that your opinions do matter and your beliefs do matter, but they're not the things that get enough noticed. Attention. Yeah. They don't get challenged enough. And... I think religions and stuff have had some terrible history. You know? I mean, some have been massive murderers and stuff. But the idea of... Yeah?
Christianity. Most murderous, like, religion in the world, I think.
Yeah. Do some research. There's probably a bit more other ones as well. Because I want to make sure that if I look at any religion or belief... There is blood. Yeah, do you know communism, right?
Yeah.
Is that an anti-religious idea?
No clue.
It is, yeah. It's communism, like Pol Pot's and Hitler and all that. That focused on killing religion and killing all that stuff. And Pol Pot's, Hitler, the Chinese guy. There's a Chinese guy that killed heaps of people. The communist guy.
Isn't Kim Jong Un?
Yeah. Yeah, very anti-religion people, movements have killed millions as well. So it's like, everyone's bad. Everything's not perfect. But I do think an education system that does focus on your personal beliefs and ideas and giving them a chance to air out is going to create better citizens. Vote me for Prime Minister, please. Yes.
I'm not 18. Huh? I'm not 18, so I can't vote.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. But like, that's what I believe. What do you think about that?
What, that you should be Prime Minister?
No, about like opinions and your beliefs should be shared a bit, you know, and
considered,
looked at.
Considered before anybody disses it.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, thanks a lot for joining us at the Coda Kings podcast. Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening to the Coda Kings podcast. We really want to encourage you to share this online and personally to any friends, family members and students that you feel would benefit from it. If you go to our website, greenroom.net.au, and click on the Live tab, you'll see Coda Kings podcast. We want to hear your questions, suggest some topics for us to discuss, and give us your feedback about how it's helped you and your friends. Follow us on Instagram at The Code of Kings and hashtag us in your ventures of bravery, moments of discovery, and you'll see us posting helpful things up on there. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. We'll see you next time.